This is House General Government to order. For those of you who might be interested in 2667, which has become known as the Metro Taxi Bill, we're not going to do anything with it. But if we do change our minds and decide to do something with it, I'll send Patrick out to run up and down the halls to make the announcement. You can rest assured we're not going to do anything with it. But if you want to stay until we adjourn, just to make sure, that's okay, too.
Patrick's going to run out and yell, taxi!
Okay.
Flag him down.
So, anyway, have my light on. Have your light on, taxi needed. Taxi available. Okay. Representative, we're going to take up HJR 55 first, Representative Mabry. So, Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I move that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsideration of the vote on House Joint Resolution 55.
Representative Mabry has moved the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on HJR 55. Is there any discussion? Is there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote on HJR 55.
Representative Mabry has moved that we reconsider the vote on HJR 55. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on HJR 55 conceptual amendments adopted on May 15th, 2003.
Okay, I made a mistake there, Representative Mabry, so I'm going to hang on, just have you hang on 1 second, and we now have the bill back in front of us, members, so I'm going to open a work session on HJR 55. Now, Representative Mabry.
Now can I make that
motion? Yes, you can, please.
I move the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on HJR 55 conceptual amendments adopted on May 15th, 2003.
Thank you. Representative Mabry has moved that the rules be suspended for the purpose of reconsidering the vote on HJR 55 conceptual amendments adopted 5/15/2003. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I move we reconsider the vote on HJR 55 conceptual amendments adopted on May 15th.
Representative Mabry has moved that we reconsider the vote on HJR 55 conceptual amendments. Is there any discussion? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. For the record.
Pardon? Would you like an explanation?
Yes. Would you, Patrick, go ahead and give us a brief explanation of why we are having to do this?
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Members, after our meeting last Thursday, at which time we adopted the -1 amendments and the conceptual amendments deleted the reference to the Oregon Community Colleges and Workforce Development Department in the bill and effectively had the language in the last line of the bill was reworded to read the Columbia Gorge Community College shall be designated as an Oregon First Responder Training Center. I spoke with Greg Chama of Legislative Council, who was the drafter of the bill and the -1 amendments, and he indicated that the procedure for the legislature designating something like that is to direct a department to do that. And so the amendments to remove any department from the bill were not appropriate, I'm told, and so that's why we were reconsidering them today.
Okay, so now we understand what we're going to do. So we've got just some regular amendments. Is that correct?
Yes, and Mr. Chair, thank you. We did adopt the -1 amendments at the last meeting. Those amendments changed the language of the bill from naming Columbia Gorge Community College as the Oregon First Responder Training Center to an Oregon First Responder Training Center, so that other colleges could receive a similar designation. And those amendments are still in the bill, and so the bill is currently amended by the -1 amendments.
Okay. So for the record, as Patrick has just stated, HJR 55 is before us as if we did not adopt the conceptual amendments. So, Representative Mabry.
Mr. Chair, I move that House Joint Resolution 55. Oops, I move House JR 55 is amended to the floor with a due adopt recommendation with the -1 amendments.
Representative Mabry has moved HGR 55 as amended to the floor, and that's with the dash ones members, as amended to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Is there any discussion? Tori, you want to call the roll, please?
Representative Lockhead.
Aye.
Representative Kitts.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
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 Aye. Now, HJR 55, having been adopted, is sent to the floor with a be adopted recommendation. Carrier will be Representative Mabry. And with that, I will close the session on HJR 55. Members, thank you for your indulgence on that bill. Okay, we're going to now skip down to, we're not going to skip anywhere, we're going to go to Senate Bill 676. And so I'm going to open a work session on Senate Bill 676. Randy, would you come up and explain the dash twos to us, please? I think it's the dash twos, isn't it?
Mr. Chair, members of the committee, yes, it is the dash twos. My name is Randy Hildebrand. I work for the Senate Republican office. And the dash twos do provide a subsection 8 on page 2, starting with line 15, that basically sets up a process where the state agency and DAS agree that either the state agency can do it for cheaper and does not need to consolidate, or they would come to the conclusion that DAS can provide the vehicle for cheaper, and so they would need to consolidate. I worked on these amendments with not only Representative Przanski, but Representative Kitts. And it should take into consideration situations such as the university system having a donated vehicle. It would be very hard for DAS to compete with basically a free vehicle. So I think that would be included in the way the bill is written. And also, the military department has expressed concerns with being forced to consolidate some of their older, very cheaply operated vehicles, and I'm pretty confident that DAS and the military department could work out those differences and would also be exempted from consolidation. So I would urge your support of the dash two.
Okay. Are there any questions? Representative Kitts?
Mr. Chair, I'd just like to commend Randy for his diligence here, and I think that Representative Przanski, in his questions last Thursday, raised some very valid points. And I think as a result of the points that were raised and Randy's hard work, we have a better bill. And thank the committee for showing that we can work together.
Thank you. Okay, Randy, are there any other questions for Representative Przanski? Did you have anything?
It's not a question. I guess a statement. Last night while we were on the floor, I received some information from the university system regarding maybe tweaking some of the language. I'm not going to be moving that today. I think this is something to, I assume this is going to have to go into a conference committee, or potentially will go into a conference committee. They basically, instead of, just for the record, if they're able to equal but maybe not be less than what the cost, would there be a justification or a need to have those vehicles become part of DAS if they can equal it but not be less? And then the other part was for vehicles that are purchased with funds that are not state general funds. And I think we've kind of hit on that, but that's something that in the conference committee I told the university system that I thought it was too late for us to be trying to do something at this stage with what we have, and that we should move forward with the dash twos and then allow it to work through the process.
Okay, thank you. I would tend to agree with that. We're not going to be able to. This is going to be our last day.
I understand.
But I think that if the Senate does choose not to concur, that would punt it into a conference committee, at which point we could address, I think, that concern. Cindy, did you want to come up and say anything? I see you kind of standing back there and everything. And Colonel, did you have anything you wanted to add? And Lisa, do you have anything you want to add?
Mr. Chair?
Representative Kitts?
For clarification, if Cindy could tell us what job she's doing today as she testifies before us. I would greatly appreciate it.
Good morning, Mr. Chair, members of the committee. You know, I normally do all three jobs at once because, you know, I'm versatile.
Called multitasking.
So, yes, I'm multitasking. I'm here actually on my communication mission, my legislative mission, and my director of operations mission. Thank you. This bill kind of brings it all together. But thank you, Representative Kitts. We are very pleased to be able to work this amendment out, and we feel that it does cover the issues that were brought up by Representative Brzezinski last week. And we think that the exceptions should cover just about anyone who qualifies. I would take exception, however, with making an exception for non-state general funded vehicles, since the majority of agencies fall into that category. So I think the special circumstances that higher education talked about is privately donated vehicles, which is a little bit different than a vehicle funded with non-state general funds. Because if we put that in, you'd be able to drive a convoy through that, I think. So I don't think we would want it as broad as that. And in terms of the military, the good colonel called. Are you a colonel?
Still, yeah, I am. Last time I checked.
Okay. Well, Colonel Major General Caldwell, he promised he'd give us a tank, and then he could get exempted. No, I'm kidding. That was a joke.
I'm not going to ask what you're going to use the tank for.
Well, we're going to hold our public hearings on the tank. Anyway, I think because of the equipment that they have on various vehicles, in addition to the fact that some of the vehicles, when they don't cost them anything to operate, I don't think it will be difficult for us to grant an exemption. The last thing I'd like to say is I'm a little bit nervous about adding language if it's exactly even between the agency and the department, then because I think language says less than, and you had mentioned, Representative Brzezinski, that if it was equal to, I just can't imagine there would be a case where it would be exactly equal to. I just think it's either going to be more or it's going to be less. So I would just as soon leave the language that way.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Brzezinski.
I just was putting on the record what was given to me after 5
sure.
o'clock yesterday,
sure.
Just to put on the record. I look at it this way. We're going to pass, I assume we'll be passing the dash twos and the bill's going to go forward. And if the Senate should decide to not concur, it's a different discussion for a different day.
Sure.
But all the active interested parties will have taken care of our obligations.
I would agree with that. Representative Avakian.
I can't tell after your testimony whether you support or oppose the dash twos.
I'm sorry. I support the dash twos. I was responding to the comments made today about additional changes to the dash twos, which I didn't support. But I do support the dash twos.
But of course, if we pass this out today, there's a chance that it becomes law as is.
The dash
that
twos.
That you would not support.
No, I support what you have in front of you. My concerns were around the comments made by Representative Brzezinski to potential changes to the dash twos, and I don't want to see those. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
Thanks.
Thank you. Any other? Okay. Colonel?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, I apologize for not being here last week, but I was in Eastern Oregon breaking ground on a Baker City armory, so we missed the hearing. And pardon me, sir?
Congratulations.
Yes, sir. Thought you'd like to know that. We're obviously concerned because of the different sort of sundry vehicles that we have, and we typically, our vehicles are high mileage because we can do that sort of thing. But I think this dash two is, I'm willing to work with it with my fingers crossed, because we simply can't operate like everybody else operates because of the type of vehicles we have and the age of them, because we keep them on our camps and we use them for very specialized things. It doesn't make any sense. We got vehicles that are 20 years old, but they work very efficiently for what we use them for, but they wouldn't fit under this. So we're going to have to work with DAS. They promised they'll work with us on that, and we said we'd go along with it up to this point, but you may see us in 2 years wanting an exemption totally, but we'll give it a try.
Mr. Chair.
Okay. Representative Brzezinski.
My understanding is that this is supposed to actually provide for agencies that have specialty vehicles or ones that are specially equipped to actually be exempt. And if that's not the case, that's not my intention.
No, then, Mr. Chairman, Representative Brzezinski, that's that's what the Dash 2 does do. It allows for that to occur. And that's precisely what we have to have in order to maintain our reasonable low cost of operating our vehicles, which that's how we do it now. We're very low cost.
I don't think the state's ready to go out and buy a whole bunch of Hummers, I guess.
Humvees.
Humvees, yeah.
Four Hummers would be fine.
Yeah.
People would be humming at the Hummers.
although I think we do have a few, if I'm not mistaken.
We have quite a few.
It's okay to drive a convoy through it?
Yeah.
Okay.
I could drive a convoy through that one.
Right.
Thank you very much. Okay. Looking to see if there's anyone else that needs to, and Lisa, you don't think you need to make any comments. John doesn't. Okay. I did talk with OLCC yesterday, and they seem to be okay with it. Representative Przanski.
Move the Dash 2s into Senate Bill 676.
Thank you. Representative Przanski moves the Dash 2 amendments to Senate Bill 676. Is there any discussion? Are there any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Przanski, would you like to move the bill?
Yeah, I'll move Senate Bill 676 as amended to the floor for due pass recommendation.
Thank you. Representative Przanski moves Senate Bill 676 as amended to the floor of the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Before we call for the vote, I would just point out that I think I would commend Randy and Senator Clarno for working on this issue and being vigilant. I think that this is a very good outcome. Where it appeared on last week that we might have been headed for a disaster, I think that we came through this with a very good outcome, and I think that this is a good bill that will be very helpful to DAS and to the rest of the agencies, as well as providing the exceptions that are necessary. So with that, Mara, call the roll, please.
Representative
Aye.
Representative
Aye.
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 Aye. Senate Bill 676, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation. Do I have a volunteer for a carrier? Representative Przanski will carry the bill. And so with that, we will close the work session on Senate Bill 676. I'm going to open a work session on... We're going to skip over 2667, which I'm intending to skip over all morning. We're going to open a work session on House Bill 2857. I'm going to ask Representative Gilman to come forward.
The minutes are ready, but they're having trouble releasing them.
Okay, does Chris have, do you have the amendment for this? 2857? Oh, yay! All right. Thank you. Ask and they shall appear.
Thanks, Chris.
Well, we're waiting for the copies to get here. Why don't Representative Gilman, if you could go ahead, and I see Representative Bates has come in also, and maybe the two of you can kind of explain to us what it is that we're attempting to do with this bill.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. For the record, Alan Bates, state representative from Ashland. This is part of my old district, an area I lived in for 20-plus years, so I know the situation fairly well, and there's a huge amount of background information about Rogue Valley Transit District at this point. There's a special election going on today down there, which may solve some of the problems, but we're not going to get into that particular brouhaha. What this bill does is it fixes a very long-term problem that's been going on in the Rogue Valley Transit District. The district was set up about 20 years ago at that time in the Eagle Point area. Eagle Point was a small community that has since that time grown. Essentially, at that point, the Rogue Valley Transit Authority District said they'd never be able to go that far out of town to give any service to the area, and it's admitted and known that those buses don't run that far, and there's no service out there. Eagle Point, at that point, as a city, was excluded from the district, but continuous areas inside the town and outside the town that didn't have homes on it were included in the district as part of the county. There's been a lot of debate whether the county should have been included in that, but it was. Other cities opted out that were further out or in the same situation. We now have, over the last 20 years, homes sitting next to each other inside Eagle Point where one house has an assessment against it for the district. The guy next door doesn't. And we've tried to work through the RVT district itself and the county commissioners to get that relieved. The board for RVTD is perfectly willing to exempt these people out. They realize it's a mistake and a problem. The county commissioners are willing to do that also. But the law reads that if there's any chance ever in the future of them coming in, that you can't relieve the rhythm of that decision. Now, this would make it possible for the transit district to make its own decision of whether someone should be exempted in or exempted out, and then the commissioners could just follow that suggestion. Essentially, that is what's going on here. Now, another little quirk to this thing is the law also says that you can only apply for that exemption every fifth year between January and August of that fifth year, starting in 2001. That part of the law was written specifically for the Metro District in Portland because they don't want to be hit constantly by everybody coming in saying, oh, exempt us out or exempt us in, and all the things that can happen with that. We asked for an amendment yesterday that would apply only to Rogue Valley Transit District to say that they could exempt out at any time as long as they made the decision at the board level. And so the bill reads now, or will conceptually read, that we won't affect what Metro wants up in Portland. This will affect Rogue Valley Transit District as far as when you can apply for your exemption period.
Okay.
Mr. Chair, you've pretty well heard the whole situation. What bothers me more than anything else is that we have people paying taxes in a district that they can't even vote for the directors of that district. I think that's just not appropriate. And we thought we had this solved, and I apologize for coming so late in the process. We thought we had the situation solved, and at a late hour we found out we don't, and that's why we need this bill with the dash two amendments.
With the dash two or the dash three? I've got a dash three.
Excuse me.
Okay.
Well,
I just want to make sure that we've got there. I've got a dash three in front of me, Representatives.
Dash three.
Dash three.
Okay.
Yeah. Excuse me.
Okay. Okay. Great. That's what I wanted to just make sure of. And momentarily, does everybody have the dash threes now?
We have dash threes, but I think there's more. Okay. We need to make sure we're on
board. Okay.
Just waiting to make sure. Are we comfortable that it's just the dash threes?
Mr. Chair and Representative Przanski, my understanding from my discussion with LC last night, which was rather quick, and I thought they were going to have this ready for the morning, the dash threes speak to the exemption of the Rogue Valley Transit District and encompass dash twos as into those. So the dash three should cover the entire events.
Okay. That's what it appears as though.
And I'll be very honest, I have not had a chance, because this is just handed to me, to read line by line as I normally would through on a bill.
Yeah, we don't have the dash twos to compare, so, you know, based on what you've got.
Tomorrow, okay. We do have them.
I do happen to have both the dash two and the dash threes in front of me. And it appears as though the dash threes encompass the dash twos. And that the basic difference, I think, is that on line 21, it appears as though they've taken out the language subject to the limitation in ORS 198.870. So it's a petition for withdrawal into the section of an affected area within the territorial boundaries of a mass transit district providing mass transit services in the Rogue Valley may be filed at any time.
That's the purpose of this. We didn't want to affect the rest of the state, and we specifically didn't want to affect Metro, which is the biggest biggest transit district in the state, which covers the Portland area.
Right, right, okay. And then, and also, I think that there was, if I'm not mistaken, I think there was a little bit of angst from the Eugene area as well, and because of the way this is written, there would be no no effect on the Eugene transit district.
That's the other thing I want on the record, that LTD has signed off on this, because I know what we're trying to fix, but I want to make certain we're not encompassing more than the Rogue Valley.
Mr. Chair, I was, when I talked to LC last night, we had a long discussion about not only Eugene, but Salem, or any other major cities that would have very large transit districts that could be affected by the ruling. The largest is clearly one that you can only apply every fifth year and for a period of about 6 months, which would not resolve this for us, because these people couldn't apply for two more years. And quite frankly, this is a hot issue in the Rogue Valley right now. It is an extremely hot issue down there. It doesn't affect me directly because it's not my district anymore. But I know how those people feel. And I have a good friend sitting to my left who happens to be the opposite party, but I tell you what.
He's feeling the heat.
He's feeling the heat, and we're going to carry some water here for him on a bipartisan basis, okay?
Mr. Chair, they've got his phone number more often than they have mine.
And that's a good thing.
Okay.
We're going to fix that.
Okay. Well, terrific. Terrific. So the dash threes would be the most appropriate then,
Mr. Chair,
on this. Hang on just 1 second, Representative, if you would. Is there anyone else that needs to say anything on this? Okay. Now, Representative Przanski.
The dash threes of HB 2857.
Thank you. Representative Przanski moves the dash three amendments into 2857. Is there any, are there any discussions? Any objections? Seeing none, so ordered. Representative Przanski.
Move House Bill 2857 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation.
Representative Przanski moves House Bill 2857 as amended to the floor with the due pass recommendation. Is there any discussion? Mara, call the roll, please.
Representative
Abbasi. Aye.
Aye.
Representative
Mabry. Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative
Worth. Aye. House Bill 2857, having received a constitutional majority, is declared passed to the floor with a due pass recommendation as amended. Representatives Gilman and Bates, would you like to carry this?
Very much so.
Great. So they will be co-carriers on the floor. Thank you very much.
Thank you, committee. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I'm sorry to be bringing this so late in session to you.
No problem. House Bill, let's see, I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 2857. And moving on then, let's see, we need to, the rest of our agenda, yes, Patrick? Okay. The rest of our agenda, members, is just basically to move bills over to rules that have either been requested by one party or another. So
parties, just to different individuals within the party, right?
Well, no. Well, yeah, I guess. Fine, Representative. So I'm going to open a work session on House Bill 3154, and Chair would move House Bill 3154 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Seeing none, Mara, call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. House Bill 3154 is moved to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Thank you. I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3154. I'm going to open a work session House Joint Resolution. It's House Memorial 2. And Chair would move this bill to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Representative Przanski.
I will be voting no on each of these House Memorials. I'm going to review these appear to be continuation of political statements to be made without really any force, and it seems to me that we have a heck of a lot more to be working on, and these should just basically stay in this committee and die. Let us work on the budgets that are pressing.
Thank you, Representative. I appreciate your comments. I'm not sure if these are being saved solely for the numbers, or if they are being, I believe that that's primarily the case. So, with that, is there any other discussion?
Mr. Chair.
Committee Administrator Patrick.
If you could fill me in, I just need to point out that House Bill 3154 has a subsequent referral to Ways and Means, and any motion that we make on that will need to reflect that.
Oh, it does?
Yes.
Oh,
I apologize for being out of the room.
Let's take care of two and we'll go back.
Okay, we'll take care of two and then go back to 3154. Okay, let's see. The motion is to move House Memorial 2 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs. Is there any further discussion? Mara, call the roll, please.
Representative Hockey.
No.
Representative
Kitt.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
No.
Representative Ward?
No.
Sheriff Thomas?
Aye. House Memorial 2 is sent to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. I'm going to close the work session, having received the constitutional majority. I'm going to close the work session on House Memorial 2. I'm going to ask for suspension of the rules so that we can reconsider the vote on which we moved House Bill 3154 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Is there any objection? Seeing none, so ordered. Does that put the bill back in front of us now?
Yes, Mr. Chairman.
Okay. I'm going to reopen a work session on House Bill 3154. And let's see. Chair will make the motion then that House Bill 3154 be moved to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs and subsequently be referred to the Committee on Ways and Means. Without recommendation. Is that now, am I right?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any discussion?
Mr. Chair, since we're moving it to another committee,
yes,
without a recommendation, there has been no path. I don't know how our motion should include the subsequent referral because no action was taken. Shouldn't that be an action of rules, assuming they move the bill?
It was actually referred to us with a subsequent referral from the speaker with a subsequent referral to Ways and Means. Because of that, any action that we take, we have to include the subsequent referral to Ways and Means.
That's fine. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Any other discussion? Seeing none, Mara, call the roll, please.
Aye.
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 Aye. Now, House Bill 3154, having been moved to the Committee on Ways and Means, on Rules, and subsequently referred to Ways and Means, is passed, and I'm going to close the work session on House Bill 3154. I'm going to open a work session on House Memorial 3, and Chair would move House Memorial 3 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs. As I mentioned earlier, it's the same comment. I think that this is more to save the number than anything else. Any other discussion? Did you want to say anything, Representative? Or is it already
said? Same comment as on HM2.
Okay. All right. Mara, call the roll, please.
Representative Hopkins?
No.
Representative Kitt?
Aye.
Representative Mabry?
Aye.
Representative Nelson?
Aye.
Representative
Thompson?
No.
Representative Ward?
No.
Chair Cromwell?
Aye. House Memorial 3, having received the constitutional majority, is passed to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. I'll close the work session on House Memorial 3. I'm going to open a work session on House Memorial 7. Chair would move House Memorial 7 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Kitts.
Mr. Chair, I will be voting aye on HM 7 at the request of the Majority Leader. If it comes to the floor in anything dealing with the substantive issue behind the title, I will be voting no.
Okay. Thank you. Any other discussion? Mara, call the roll, please.
Representative Abbasian.
No.
Representative
Kitt.
Aye.
Representative Mabry.
Aye.
Representative Nelson.
Aye.
Representative
Kavanaugh.
No.
Aye.
House Memorial 7, having received the constitutional majority, is declared passed to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. I'm going to close the work session on House Memorial 7. I'm going to open a work session on House Memorial 8. Chair would move House Memorial 8 to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. Is there any discussion? Representative Mabry.
I'm conflicted on this. I will vote to preserve the number, as you say, but we've got a measure that will decouple the state of Oregon from the governor, from the president's tax plan, and then we're urging him to pass a tax plan, and I think that's a conflict, but we'll see how it works out.
Okay. Appreciate your comments. Any other discussion? Mara, call the roll, please.
Nope.
Aye.
Representative Baker.
Aye.
Aye.
No.
No.
Aye. House Memorial 7, eight, having received the Constitution majority split to the Committee on Rules and Public Affairs without recommendation. I'm going to close the work session on House Memorial 8. Okay. I need the committee to just stand at ease momentarily at Patrick's request. And so... I'm not sure why. He just asked if we could. And so before I adjourn us and send us off into the hinterlands, and I will most likely, so committee will stand at ease. Committee is back to order, and since we have nothing else before us at this time, we will stand adjourned and probably, as I mentioned earlier, probably only available to meet at the call of the chair. Thank you very much, members, for your attention and your work this session. I do appreciate it very much.
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you.
With that, we will stand adjourned.